When I heard that ABBA had reunited for a new album after 40 years, I must confess I rolled my eyes. ABBA reminds me of that other great Scandinavian export to the world, IKEA. ABBA was like the IKEA of pop music. Clean looks, pleasingly harmonious lines, user-friendly, but somehow lacking heft. One always felt a twinge of guilty pleasure about liking ABBA. There just wasn't anything cool or daring about it. While we looked for hidden drug-laced messages in the Beatles' Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds, ABBA did not personify sex, drugs, and rock and roll, despite crooning, ABBA just felt safe, the pop group you could bring home to dinner. Which begs the question, did the world really need a new ABBA album in 2021? ABBA frontman Benny Andersson tells the BBC they didn't plan to do an album.
We had two songs. We enjoyed those. We thought they were really good. So we said, maybe we should do a couple of more. And we did. And then we said, maybe we should do a few more.
And it soon added up to Voyage, the new album.
Do I have it in me? I believe it is in there.
This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. Even more strangely, the rebirth of ABBA was to be accompanied by hologram versions of the singers. ABBA's fans would have become older, bolder, saggier, but the singers would be preserved in the eternal sunshine of the spotless band, where they would sing and dance like it was 1979. It all felt a little creepy, more prefab than abfab, as if ABBA was promising us. The problem was ABBA always felt too good to be true. The lead members were married to each other, they divorced, but in a very civilized ABBA way and are all friends now. Unlike other bands on the comeback trail, the women just refused to do the exhausting press junket. The men filled in without complaint. If it was tiring spending 5 weeks before cameras to create the digital avatars, they only grumbled that they had to shave their beloved beards, says Bjorn Ulvaeus.
If it has to be done, it has to be done.
To the end, I tried. Is there no other way we can do this? Do I really, really have to? And I hated it.
Are pop stars allowed to be so ridiculously drama-free? Their songs so anodyne? We, the listeners, could see ourselves as Chiquitita.
Chiquitita, tell me what's wrong.
Or dream of being Nina, pretty ballerina.
'Cause I know she's got a little secret. Friday evening she turns out to be Nina, pretty ballerina. Now she is the queen of the dancing floor.
But the ABBA members themselves remained elusive. Their history of family poverty and debilitating shyness was unknown to us, as was the fact that Annie Frid was ostracized as a German girl, born out of wedlock to a Norwegian woman and an occupying German soldier. To this day, I'm not sure which A was married to which B. ABBA was a black box, or rather a block of vanilla ice cream. But I realize now the value of vanilla. Much of the world is vanilla. Surprising as it may seem, 2021 might be a good time for a booster dose of vitamin ABBA. In a time of pandemic, we crave the simpler things. ABBA told us that it was okay to not want to rebel. In these fraught times, it's comforting to be told. As columnist Paromita Vora wrote in an Indian newspaper, Their twinkly grooves are perfect for dancing with yourself, convenient in these lonesome times, while dreaming of when we'll be dancing together again. In a bitterly polarized world, bristling with fake news, cancel culture, and troll armies, ABBA reminds us that being likable is not somehow a mark of shame. Even when I try to critique ABBA, I find myself humming Voulez-vous, and I understand there's no need to feel embarrassed about liking the simple decency of ABBA, old or new. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.